From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The Coast Guard ended its search for the owner of an unmanned adrift vessel west of Crescent City after the owner contacted Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay watchstanders Thursday. The owner has been located and reported no distress. Sector Humboldt Bay conducted a search for a potential person in the water after the fishing vessel Lori reported an unmanned inflatable about 7 miles off the coast of Crescent City. Starting Monday, traffic in the vicinity of Myrtle Avenue and 8th Street in Eureka will be redirected onto a bypass to allow for work to continue on a sinkhole in the area. A video inspection of the culvert revealed multiple joint and other failures in a nearly 100-year-old pipe. In order to protect the roadway and critical infrastructure within it, the city will be abandoning the pipe and installing a new, larger pipe adjacent to the existing culvert. Upon completion of the bypass, road construction will begin on the installation of the new culvert. Drivers who frequent Myrtle Avenue are advised to seek alternate routes. Well, bail's been reduced from $1 million to $135,000 for stabbing suspect Brian Leiteritz Jr. Lost Coast Outpost reports a judge reduced the bail after noting that Leiteritz is now charged with voluntary manslaughter instead of murder. Leiteritz stabbed Roanoke resident Dylan Liakos to death on August 10th during what his attorney says was a home invasion robbery by Liakos and two other men. Leiteritz called 911 after power was cut to his house. He saw three men outside and someone started pounding on the front door of his McKinleyville home. Humboldt County is looking for ideas on how to brand, promote, and market its cannabis industry. It's requesting proposals from qualified and full-service marketing agencies or marketing consultants. The selected consultant will develop a distinct national and industry brand for Humboldt County-grown cannabis and cannabis-related products and services. It will provide a range of professional marketing services, and the consultant will also include recommendations for strategic use of a county stamp program. Deadline for proposals, 1:30 p.m., on November 30th. Well, the Eureka Police Department is now providing its employees with a wellness app. Created by the city's Human Resources Department, it provides access to therapists, peer support, and the leading officer wellness solution available nationwide, offering confidential, on-demand, 24/7 access to modules including alcohol, depression, emotional health, family support, financial fitness, psychological first aid, and stress management. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.